What is so good about Good Friday? What is good about Good Friday? Of course, we know that it is a sorrowful Friday. Jesus faced 6 trials within a very short period. He was caught on late Maundy Thursday night. The entire night he was kept awake. 3 Jewish trials he had gone through, one at Caiaphas, another at Anna, and they brought him before Sanhedrin. So 3 Jewish trials. In the morning, he was taken to Pilate, the governor. He came to know that Jesus is from Galilee. So he sent him to Herod, who was present in Jerusalem on that day. Herod sent him back to Pilate. So 3 Jewish trials, 3 Roman trials, and it was a sorrowful Friday. Then why we call it Good Friday? It's a painful Friday. In between these trials, he was mocked, beaten, spit on his face, scourged with whips. It's painful. The word excruciating pain fits well here. Not only throughout the night, but when he was crucified again, it was excruciating pain. It was a painful Friday. How can we say then, Good Friday? It's a Black Friday. Total injustice rendered to our Lord Jesus. Sanhedrin, which was supposed to meet during the day, for Jesus' sake, they met in the night. They wanted Jesus to be crucified before the Sabbath begins. So today is the right day, we have to do it. Sanhedrin, the highest Jewish decision-making body, was not supposed to meet during the night, but they met and they pronounced that Jesus was guilty. And also they had to have the minimum quorum to come to that decision, but they did not have that quorum. Not only that, if at all they have to give a verdict, they had to give the verdict during the daytime, not in the nighttime. They did everything fast, fast, fast. A Black Friday, injustice rendered to Jesus. Immediately they came on Jesus saying that he was guilty and he should be crucified. It was a long Friday. The procession to Golgotha probably started at 8 o'clock in the morning on Friday. And at 9 o'clock, Jesus was crucified. He was in the cross for 6 hours. Through that time, it was a painful period. At 3 p.m., he breathed his last. Long Friday, it is all because of the pain that he had gone through. On the way to Golgotha, the women gave him drink, wine mixed with myrrh, a kind of opium, so that Jesus would have less pain. They wanted Jesus to have this drink so that he may bear the pain a little comfortably. But Jesus did not accept the drink, and he wanted to endure the full suffering. In spite of the sadness of this Friday, we call it Good Friday. In fact, I would say this is a holy Friday. Sorrowful Friday? Yes. Long Friday? Yes. Painful Friday? Yes. Black Friday? Yes. Holy Friday? Yes. This is Holy Friday. Why? Because darkness showed its full cruelty, but light came out of it. Sorrow filled the day. Sorrow filled the day, yet hope came out of it. Evil showed its full power, but love overcame it. God's wrath was satisfied on the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. Forgiveness is now granted. The Good Friday is Holy Friday, a special Friday. Jesus did it everything so that we all can have a holy life, a Holy Friday. Now, who was responsible for Jesus' death? The gospel writers give some details about his suffering. What they say is that when he was caught, they dressed him in a purple robe, placed a crown of thorns on his head, and a scepter of a reed in his right hand, blindfolded him, spat on him, slapped him in his face, struck him on the head, at the same time challenging him to identify who was hitting him. Very humiliating experience. All that has happened in between the six trials. The gospel writers, all four of them, did not give us the details about how the crucifixion exactly took place, where they nailed him, or how they planted the cross. They did not give, they probably did not give that detail, because the first century readers, their immediate readers, knew what was crucifixion. Yes, Jesus was humiliated. He was exposed to public ridicule. People looked down upon him, and it was a very difficult time. The question still remains, why? Who was responsible for his death? Of course, we know that Judas handed him over to the priest. Judas, why did he do that? He did that out of greed. He did it because he was greedy. He wanted to make some money. A meager amount, 30 silver coins, that would come around 300 euros. He handed him over to the priest. The priest handed Jesus over to the Pilate. Why did the priest do that? It is out of envy. They did not want to see Jesus' popularity growing. They wanted to bring an end to Jesus' popularity. How they would do it? Only by killing him out of envy. Of course, Pilate handed over him, over to the soldiers. He handed Jesus to the soldiers, and the soldiers crucified him. Why Pilate did that? He knew that Jesus was innocent, but still he did that. He did it, it's all because he was a coward. He had the fear of people. He had the fear of Roman emperor. He did not want to be at the wrong side of these two groups. So these three people, Judas, the priest, then Pilate, the soldiers, all these people were responsible for Jesus' death. Pilate wanted to stop Jesus' crucifixion. As I said earlier, he found Jesus was innocent. But during the interrogation, he said, okay, I will do something. I will punish Jesus. I will flog him and then release him. If he found Jesus was innocent, why did he do this? The people shouted, saying that, crucify him, crucify him. If you look at the entire trial, Pilate said three times that I found him innocent. At last, he handed Jesus over to them, and he said, I am innocent of this man's blood. The people, of course, shouted, saying, which is recorded in Matthew's gospel, his blood be on us and our children. Now again, the question comes, are Jews the only reason of Jesus' death on the cross? We named several people here as responsible for Jesus' death. Do you remember this song? A beautiful song. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Yes, we were there. We were there as participants, guilty participants, plotting, scheming, betraying, bargaining, and handing him over to be crucified. We cannot wash our hands as Pilate did. Our sins have put Jesus on the cross. Our greed like Judas, our envy like priests, our ambition like Pilate, our arrogance like Jews, crucified our sins known and unknown, crucified our Lord Jesus. So who was responsible for Jesus' death on the cross? We are the responsible people for putting Jesus on the cross. Now I go to the next question. Was Jesus killed accidentally? Was he killed without him knowing it? Everything happened quickly. Did everything happen without Jesus consenting to it? Did it happen without Jesus' approval? Did this happen without the Father's approval? Jesus did this voluntarily for us. From the beginning of his ministry, he focused on the cross. If you read the Gospels, three times he said openly, plainly about the cross, about how he would be killed. And 8 times in John's gospel, he gave the hint indirectly that he would be killed. He would suffer on the cross. In fact, yes, our sins put Jesus on the cross. The other reason is that the Father's love for us handed him over to the cross. J.C. Ryle says this, let me read. He did not die because he could not help it. He did not suffer because he could not escape. All the soldiers of Pilate's army could not have taken him if he had not been willing to be taken. They could not have hurt a hair of his head if he had not given them his permission. So both are true. I did put Jesus on the cross. My sin sent him there, which is true. Jesus did it voluntarily because his love for us took him to the cross. Both are true statements. I did it. My sin sent him there. Jesus did it. His love for us took him there. Both are true. Now, at the end, he brought victory. He brought victory single-handedly, wholeheartedly, all by himself. So we call this Friday God's Friday. It is Holy Friday, a special Friday. And it is also God's Friday because he did it everything single-handedly for his love towards us. Now, how I should respond to this cross? What I should do now? There are two things come to my mind, and I will quickly say these two things and then I will finish. Number one, he is my substitute. Do you agree to that? In my place, he has taken this on himself. I should have been crucified. My sin put him there. Do you take that responsibility? Do you see that in your life? If this punishment was given to me, I would have not been able to bear it. I don't have that energy. I don't have that strength. I don't have anything to bear it. So he said, I would do it by myself. You don't need to do that. Do you acknowledge that? He is my substitute. The second point is, if you have agreed to this, if you have received him as your Savior, as your Lord, do you live a responsible life? Are you putting him back on the cross? Are you making him suffer for the sins that you continue to commit, or the sin that you continue to dwell? I just want to finish with this illustration. George and Vera got an emergency call in the morning. Their son met with a tragic accident. Both of them rushed to the spot. They saw their son was in a pool of blood, right in the middle of the road. The police came immediately and they guarded the area. Still, the blood was oozing out and went beyond that area. The cars and the trucks which went by that road drove on the blood. The father saw the blood and the trucks and the cars driving on it. He came and he stopped the cars and said, "You will not drive over the blood of my son. You will not drive over the blood of my son." our Father who sent his Son to us is looking at us and says, precious blood of Jesus shed for you. He did it to bring victory. Do not take his sacrifice lightly. Do not take his blood lightly. He did it so that you may have life, I may have life. May the dear Lord help us so that we continue to meditate on his suffering and death, and that we may enjoy the eternal life that he granted us in Jesus. Amen.